Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dead man walking here. Perhaps you remember the scene in the movie The Green Mile. The prison guard shouts this phrase as the death row prisoner is escorted to the execution chamber. He has been judged guilty and sentenced to death. There is no hope, there's no future life for this man. This expression lets all who see this man know that he is as good as dead. In our gospel reading, we hear of the 10 men who had leprosy. And leprosy was the most feared disease of the time. In the Old Testament, leprosy is a term denoting uncleanliness or defilement, and it covered a range of diseases of the skin. It could include boils or fungal infections, impetigo, psoriasis, or any other skin disease that would cause a visible blemish. In the New Testament, as the trade routes expanded and different cultures contacted each other, the disease of leprosy probably included what we know today as Hansen's disease. People afflicted with Hansen's disease suffer disfigurement of their skin, of their bones, a twisting of the limbs, and the curling of the fingers into a claw hand. And this disease did not kill immediately, and it did not seem to end. It lingers for years. And the important thing is not the severity of the disease, but rather that they were unclean according to Levitical law. Much like the call of dead man walking, lepers are required to announce their presence by shouting, "Unclean! Unclean!" You see, they are unclean, and they are not a part of society. But instead, they are banished to die. Their only comfort is to band together into leper communities as their disfigured bodies grow a long, slow, and painful death. There is no hope for them, as this disease not only affects their bodies, but it cuts them off spiritually from God. They are not allowed to go to the temple and worship God. There is no cure, and they are dead men in body and in spirit. In this condition, their outside matches their insides, and they can't hide it. Jesus is traveling to Jerusalem, and on his way, he nears the outskirts of a village, and he encounters a group of banished lepers. Levitical law says that the lepers have to stay at least 12 feet away from anyone. 12 feet. And we complain about 6-foot social distancing. But there's a crowd there following Jesus. So these lepers were probably even farther away. But they see Jesus, and they want his attention. The 10 lepers call out in a unison voice, perhaps that is coarse and rough from the disease, and they cry out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And they call him Master because word has gotten out that Jesus heals people. They are seeking grace and mercy from him. They want to be healed so that they can return to normal society. And Jesus sees them and has compassion on them. And unlike some of the other miracles of Jesus, he does not touch them or command them to be healed, but instead he instructs them to go present themselves to the priests. Levitical law, it requires that they present themselves to the priests and undergo the purification rite. Now, this purification rite, it is an elaborate 8-day endeavor, which you would have to shave off all your hair, offer grain sacrifices, offer blood sacrifices of birds and lambs. Only after all of this had been completed would the priest declare that you were clean, allowing you to return home to your family. The lepers, they don't stand around and debate or try to rationalize what Jesus has just said to them. Instead, they trusted his word, and as they went to the temple, they were healed. But one of these lepers is a Samaritan. Samaritans are despised by both Israelites and Gentiles. He is called a half-breed, and they are regarded by the Jews as foreigners. And this Samaritan, he's not disobeying Jesus, but he sees that he has been cleansed, and his eyes are opened, and he sees the one who has cleansed him, Jesus. And he returns to where Jesus is, and he rightfully recognizes the source of his healing. He falls at Jesus' feet and gives him all the praise. And then Jesus responds to the situation, and he asks a question out loud for all to hear. Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? It's easy to get hung up on this question and point out that the 9 who did not return were Israelites. And it does foreshadow the rejection of the Israelites of Jesus as the Messiah. But the point is that this Samaritan, the half-breed, he is the only one that realized and recognized that the kingdom of God has arrived in Christ Jesus. His eyes have been opened, and now he sees and worships at the feet of the one who has cleansed him, the Word of God incarnate. Jesus says to this Samaritan, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Jesus welcomes the Samaritan to journey and proclaims to the man that the faith he possesses has healed him. This faith was given to him by the Holy Spirit, and it has opened his eyes to the divinity of Jesus. This is the faith that has cleansed him inside and out. The word used in verse 19 or made well, can be translated as healed, cleansed, or saved. And it means all of these things. He has been saved from the effects of sin, the bodily disease of leprosy, and spiritual uncleanliness. Faith in Christ cleanses and heals diseases, sickness, loneliness, despair, and all eternal afflictions which separate us from God. This saving faith reconciles him to God the Father and gives him access to God. This one leper, the half-breed, he knows that Jesus is the one to turn for deliverance, and he praises God. Jesus tells the Samaritan, "Arise." It points to the bodily resurrection that those in Christ will be given on the last day. And we are lepers. All of us. We are lepers. We have a crippling disease that makes us unclean and condemns us to death. sin. Since Adam and Eve, this leprosy has afflicted all of mankind, condemning us and making us dead men walking. Our flesh commits sins like sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, anger, envy, strife, and dissension. These fleshly desires are against the Holy Spirit. Sin creeps into every aspect of our lives, making us unclean and separating us from God. Our sinful self is at war with God, and it does not desire that which is holy. Yet, in our earthly sufferings, these are blessings from God. It's through these sufferings that we are shaped and strengthened. It forces us to be honest with ourselves and with God. Without this visible disease of leprosy, would these 10 men have cried out to Jesus? Our diseases and sufferings on earth do the same for us. They remind us that we have a deadly physical and spiritual disease, and we need God's grace and mercy. We cannot heal ourselves, and our works will not save us. And in our afflictions, we cry out to Jesus. Every Sunday, we plead for mercy in the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy upon us. And God the Father sees us, and he hears our cry, and he responds to our cry for mercy and sent the world his only begotten Son. On the cross, our Savior suffered and died so that we might be cleansed and saved from this damning disease of sin. In your baptism, you were cleansed, and you were buried with Christ, and you will be resurrected with Christ. Christ Jesus has triumphed over all sin, disease, and sickness. This healing and cleansing will be realized in its fullness on the day of resurrection. And it is a never-ending battle in our earthly lives, and flesh and spirit are at odds. Old Adam desires to do that which is contrary to the Spirit. But by daily contrition and repentance, old Adam is drowned and dies with all the desires of the flesh. And new Adam emerges and arises to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. John writes, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." By the blood of Jesus, you have been made clean and acceptable to God. Jesus Christ is the full and final atoning sacrifice, cleansing, delivering, and saving, and reconciling you to God forever. The Old Testament and Levitical boundaries are removed in Christ Jesus. And you are free to fall at the feet of Jesus and to worship and praise him. And the Holy Spirit has opened your eyes to see Jesus, who is the source of all healing, cleansing, life, and salvation. Christ Jesus has cured your disease forever. We are blessed to be in God's house today and receive this gift of cleansing. And we will praise and rejoice in our Savior as we sing our recessional hymn. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us, with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us in his grace and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. In the name of Jesus. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.